We've spent a ton of time on this show already this offseason talking about which players I expect the Giants to try to bring back, which free agents I expect the Giants to go after. But how about the players that were on the 2021 Giants and maybe even played a big role that I do not expect to be back? So coming up on today's show, I'm going to talk about the San Francisco Giants, the significant players that were here this year, who I don't think are going to be back in 2022, and we're going to talk about why. So all of that coming up next on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Thank you so much for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms, which now includes YouTube, so please check us out there. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me this weekend to get in on the action. And as I said, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about significant, like relevant, important Giants players who I do not expect to be back in 2022, and we're going to talk about the reasons why I don't expect them to be back. So the first player that kind of comes to mind and is going to get a reaction probably out of a lot of listeners today is Chris Bryant. So I have talked a little bit about why I typically don't think that Bryant is going to be back, but for me, he's definitely got to kick this off because he's the most relevant player here who I don't expect to be back in 2022. So the reason for it is many-fold, right? There are a lot of reasons for this, and a lot of people's reaction to me saying I don't think Chris Bryant is coming back is going to be that they think the Giants are cheap and they are not, you know, this is a star player and they absolutely should sign star players and not try to just continue to sign these kind of bargain basement type of guys. And I totally appreciate that perspective. But the fact is, that's not what not signing Bryant means necessarily. You can sign somebody else who maybe gives you 80% of the production at 40% of the cost, and then use that cost savings on somebody else. And it does not preclude them in any way from shopping at the top of the market. And there are a lot of really good players out there. And that's part of the reason why I don't expect Bryant to be back, because the Giants are going to have a lot of choices when it comes to which players they want to bring onto their team. And the other fact is that Chris Bryant is a Scott Boras client. And Farhan Zaidi even said in his end-of-season press conference that they know Bryant is going to have a robust market and they're going to have to wait out the process to see how it plays out. And I totally expect that to be the case. I don't think Bryant is going to be one of these guys who signs in November. I think if I had to guess when Chris Bryant signs, I might even say February. And the Giants aren't going to wait around. Like, the market is too good in general to wait around for Chris Bryant into February. So they're going to be opportunistic, and if the price is right, and that's an important factor for them because, let's face it, teams have a budget. There's a certain number that ownership probably doesn't want to go past. And so if you're living within the constraints of, I don't want to say they're like financially strapped for cash. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, let's say you have $200 million to spend. You have to be strategic about how you spend it, because if you spend it all and your team's not great, then you've got problems. And so they're going to shop at the top of the market potentially. They're going to be in on everybody, but I just think that there's so many good options. And the fact is that Bryant, what we saw from him when he was with the Giants, he was good, but he was not great. And yes, it's a small sample, but overall on the season, we're talking about a guy who was 23% above average by weighted runs created plus and rated as one of the worst defenders in the game by MLB Baseball Savant's outs above average metric. And I think we saw that. He had problems making throws from third base. He had some difficulties in the outfield, especially in right field. And I don't mean to disparage Chris Bryant. I'm just saying the production wasn't quite at that level where you'd be like, okay, just throw the bank at Chris Bryant no matter what. I like Chris Bryant. I thought that he made them better, but that still doesn't mean that necessarily I expect him to be back. So that's the big one for me. I don't want people to take this as me like saying I hate Chris Bryant or anything like that. I think he's a good player. He deserves whatever big contract he's going to get. But at the end of the day, I think that he's probably going to end up getting a little bit more than the Giants would be comfortable giving to him based on some of the flaws that we saw when he was here. So coming up next, there are a lot more players to get to. We've got about four more guys who played a key role for the Giants in 2021, 2020, who I don't expect to be back. So we'll talk about who those players are next. But first, this episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I host rooms for Locked On Giants once a week, and that's right, you can join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. It's a lot of fun. We just hang out and talk about the Giants. You can text in the chat, and I can answer questions or comments or whatever that way. And you can even ask to be invited on stage and we can have a dialogue where you're talking and I'm able to talk back. So it's a lot of fun. So go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Ben Caspick to be notified when my room goes live. I know you won't want to miss it. I'm planning to be live at some point this weekend. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Giants, so I'll see you there. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. All right, as promised, we are going to continue to talk about key San Francisco Giants, who I do not expect to be back in 2022. Thanks again for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. So I mentioned Chris Bryant, and I should kind of say that I also wouldn't be shocked if they bring back Chris Bryant, but I think it would take a while. It would probably take him and Scott Boras exploring the market, turning over every single stone, and ultimately, if he ended up signing with the Giants, I think it would be for a more reasonable contract. And what that contract might look like, I'm just going to say something south of $150 million total. I look at the contract George Springer got with the Blue Jays. I think it was 6 years, $150 million. So I would look for something more like 5 years, $110 million as something I would be that I think Bryant may be worth. That's probably shooting a little bit low for what people would expect. And he probably is going to shoot for something in the $200 million range over who knows how many years, 6, 7 years, something like that. But we've already seen some of the defensive issues, and I have concerns that as he continues to get older, potentially those defensive issues become more of a problem. So that's part of where my concern comes into play. But the next Giant that I want to talk about as someone I do not expect to be back, let's talk about Johnny Cueto for a second. Cueto has just finished up a 6-year, $130 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. There's a $22 million club option for 2022 that has a $5 million buyout. So in effect, that makes it a $17 million club option because they've got to pay the $5 million either way. However, even at $17 million, which is a lot of money, I don't think that Cueto is going to be back. And I think we've seen the last of Johnny Cueto in a Giants uniform. It honestly reminds me a lot of Jeff Samardzija, how there were times, even in the last few years of that contract, even going into 2022, I remember people were talking about Jeff Samardzija as the ace of the staff going into 2022. He had a pretty strong season in 2019 by run prevention, but there were, you know, peripherals that suggested a lot of regression is coming, and that's exactly what we saw, and he dealt with injuries as well. But Cueto, kind of same thing. Just to be perfectly frank about it, I see a lot of people kind of making excuses, saying that he's been injured, but, you know, we talk about, or we hear, when the lights shine brightest, Johnny Cueto was going to be good. But they didn't even put him on the playoff roster, so that should tell you what they think about that narrative. So I think that Cueto gets a little bit overblown. He's had a tremendous career, not a Hall of Fame career, but there was a time when he was one of the very best pitchers in the game, and the first year he spent with the Giants was excellent. I mean, this man led the staff in 2016. He and Madison Bumgarner helped the Giants get to the playoffs that year, and it was a great first year. But pretty much the entire time after that, it was either bad to mediocre performance and injuries. So that's the risk with long-term deals to pitchers. It happens all the time, and Cueto is just the latest in a long line of examples. We used him as an example when we were talking about Madison Bumgarner and how I had concerns about the Giants potentially bringing back Bumgarner on a long-term deal. And again, look at the performance that we saw immediately out of Madison Bumgarner when he signed this new contract with the Diamondbacks. It's been a disaster, frankly, in the first couple of years in the desert. And so it's not to say don't sign pitchers ever, but there is a lot of risk. And Cueto is just the latest example of that with the San Francisco Giants. We've seen it. We saw it with Barry Zito. We saw it with Matt Cain. I hate to say it, but, you know, Matt Cain pretty much for the entire time during that extension he signed was not good. And, you know, it was money probably better spent elsewhere. But a lot of time emotion comes into it. And a lot of the times you're getting the best production out of the player before they're eligible to make the most money. And that's a flaw with the system. And I would like to see a system in place where guys get rewarded based on their performance, even if it's in the early part of their careers. Because right now, teams have this advantage, and basically they get the best years of the player, and then the player reaches free agency. And if you give them a big contract, they don't often live up to it. You're paying for what they've done in the past as opposed to what they're going to do. But teams have gotten smarter, and now they pay based on what you're going to do, what they expect you're going to do, which is not as good as what you've already done. And so it's an unfair kind of system. And with the collective bargaining agreement expiring on December 1st, this is one of those issues that I hope they address. I hope they shake up the foundation of the economic system of the sport to correct this to at least a large extent. But anyway, that's kind of my tangent when talking about Johnny Cueto. But the fact is, I don't expect him to be back, just like I didn't expect Jeff Samardzija to be back. And look what happened with Samardzija. Nobody even signed him. He reached free agency after 2020, and he didn't sign with anybody, not a minor league deal or anything. So I don't know if that's going to be Johnny Cueto's fate. He had a pretty solid season this year with the Giants, roughly league average. So maybe somebody picks him up, but I do not expect it to be with the San Francisco Giants. So long, Johnny Cueto. Fun guy. I mean, great teammate. A lot of fun to watch at times, especially in that first year. But he probably rides off into the sunset from a Giants perspective. So, you know, tip of the hat to Johnny Cueto. And thank you for putting in all the work and all the memories that we had of him here with the Giants. I kind of can't believe that 6 years has gone by so quickly. But it has. So that's that. Anyway, the next player that I don't expect to be back with the San Francisco Giants is one of Anthony DeSclafani and Alex Wood. And honestly, I lean towards Anthony DeSclafani being the player who's not back in 2022. And the reason for that is basically that he had kind of a career year with the Giants in 2021. And I think we saw in the playoffs that they didn't necessarily trust him to make a big start in a postseason game. And we also saw that the performance just wasn't there in that one start that he made. And from Alex Wood, the performance very much was there. So we can't judge these players based on one start. But I think Anthony DeSclafani has probably played his way to a pretty good contract. And I'm just not sure that because there's so many intriguing players on the starting pitcher market, I'm just not sure that the Giants are going to give him what it takes to sign him. And instead, they might want to just bring in the next Anthony DeSclafani. So we'll elaborate more on this coming up next in a minute. And we'll also talk about a couple of other players who I do not expect to be back, including one guy who at one point was kind of the face of the resurgent Giants. So we'll get into that in a minute. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. We have a Locked On group chat on Twitter, and I can't tell you how much of the time we're debating Built Bar flavors just organically. And my favorite flavor personally is raspberry, but each and every one tastes like a candy bar, but comes in with a healthy profile. And that's very important to me. Just 4 to 5 grams of sugar to go along with 17 to 18 grams of protein. Also just 130 to 180 calories. Go to BuiltBar.com right now and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains the number one spot for basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, running out of time there, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, as promised, we're going to elaborate on the Anthony DeSclafani question and then talk about a couple of other key players, guys who played a big role in kind of turning the Giants around, who I do not expect to be back in 2022, even though the Giants kind of have the choice of bringing them back at an amount that they pretty much know what it would cost to bring them back. So we'll get into that in a second. But first, the Anthony DeSclafani question. He had a 3.17 ERA for the Giants this year. Peripherals were worse, but that's kind of always how Anthony DeSclafani has been. He's not a guy who gets a lot of strikeouts, I think, as we saw, but he is a guy who's got really good kind of movement on a lot of his pitches. He's got that two-seamer running in to right-handed hitters and that cutter-slider running away, and that combination was really effective for him. And so he's definitely a guy I could see them wanting to bring back and potentially bringing back. But just I think he's in line for like a 3, even a 4-year deal, and I'm just not sure that the Giants are going to want to do that when they have probably a lot of faith and confidence in themselves to be able to find the next Anthony DeSclafani. And they have obviously a lot of spots to fill in the starting rotation. They have at least 4, and it's really more than that because you don't only need 5 starters. You need like 8, 9, 10 starters these days to make it through a season. And so, yeah, I think that I've talked about how I think Kevin Gausman will be back, even though he's going to cost the most of the bunch. I just think the performance and the strikeout stuff, the fastball, the splitter, the results he's gotten on those pitches warrants that kind of deal. as long as they have faith that he's going to be able to find it again, which we saw. I know that in his playoff start, it wasn't quite there, but towards the end of the year, he did seem to re-find it. He dominated in Denver. I know it's the Rockies, but they were really good at home, and he had those pitches working. So I believe he can get back to being his dominant self. So that's one reason I do think Kevin Gausman will be back. And I think Alex Wood probably presents more of a bargain situation. And believe it or not, I mean, he was kind of more of a strikeout guy even than Anthony DeSclafani. So I think Alex Wood may be in line for like a 3 or 4 year deal and maybe at a similar cost. But Alex Wood just has a little bit of a better track record. And also, I don't know. That's just kind of how I see it. I just think one of those two probably won't be back, and I lean towards Anthony DeSclafani. So anyway, the next Giant who I do not think will be back, even though they could bring him back, he's arbitration eligible, so all they would have to do is tender him a contract, and they know what that projected salary would be approximately, and it's only $3 million, but that player is Alex Dickerson. Dickerson, of course, kind of arrived on the scene in 2019 with a bang after they traded for him. They gave up Franklin Van Gerp in a trade with the Padres to get Dickerson, and he showed up in 2019, and he helped turn this Giants team around. He was a shot in the arm, and he carried the offense, and then he followed it up with a massive short season performance in 2020 with a 151 weighted runs created plus, 371 on base, 278 isolated power. He was just a monster at the plate. However, it just wasn't there in 2021. He struggled offensively, just a 304 on base, 187 isolated power, just 0.2 Fangraphs wins above replacement. And that's a big reason that I don't expect Alex Dickerson to be back. He doesn't provide really any defensive value or base running value, so he absolutely must hit to have value with the Giants, and I just think that he's going to end up being non-tendered, which would release him into free agency. So is there a chance the Giants bring him back, maybe on a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training? Yes, definitely, but I do think that he will end up being non-tendered at the deadline, which is, I think, around December 1st. So that's just something I expect. I don't think that's all that shocking, given we all saw Alex Dickerson's struggles, especially down the stretch and in the playoffs. He was just an automatic out towards the end there. And again, small sample towards the end, right? We're talking about a handful of plate appearances. But he just clearly, I mean, it looked to me like he was trying really, really hard. And he was like screaming at himself every time he would strike out or chase a pitch or swing a miss. So it was kind of tough to watch. I know that he probably felt the pressure, like he needed to produce. Otherwise, he was a guy who might be non-tendered this winter. And I think ultimately, sadly, that's what ended up happening. So we will monitor his career and what happens to him this offseason. But don't be surprised if Alex Dickerson has played his last game for the San Francisco Giants. If he has, he was a great guy to follow and cover, and he played such a big role in kind of turning around expectations for this team and turning around their offense. So if it is the last games he's played with the Giants, then I tip my hat to Alex Dickerson and thank him for his contributions to this team. And he just seems like a really good dude, so I would wish him nothing but the best. Finally, the last player, I mean, there are more, but the last guy I just want to mention here is Donovan Solano. Donovan Solano is reaching free agency. He is not under club control anymore, but he obviously, like Dickerson, kind of played a big role in turning around this team and this offense and expectations for the team. And the fact is, they have a lot of other middle infield types. And also, Tyro Estrada proved that he probably deserves a bigger opportunity. And it would be really simple for Tyro Estrada to just kind of slot into that Solano role on this team. Like Dickerson, is there a chance they bring him back? Maybe on a he might be deserving of more than just a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. So it's possible that he comes back on some kind of deal, but also don't be surprised if he does not. And Tyro Estrada also lastly is out of minor league options. So it kind of very much incentivizes the Giants to bring him onto the team. They can't just send him to the minors anymore. He's got to be on the major league team. So that's why kind of an align, you know, several factors aligning here suggest to me that Solano will not be back. So that is all the time we have for today. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, liking, commenting, subscribing on YouTube, all of that good stuff. So thank you so much in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Once again, we are a daily show Monday through Friday. Thanks again for listening. Stay locked on, Giants.